Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone out there. Good evening. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. This is Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, fans and followers out there. I have a guest with me this evening, Patrick Preston. Are you with me?
Yes, yes. How's it going?
All right.
Yeah.
I finally got you on the show.
Yeah, we've been trying at this thing for at least, what, a couple months, at least?
Oh, yeah?
But,
hello,
yeah,
caller.
I'm glad.
Do I have a caller tonight?
Yes, you do.
Good evening.
Hello?
What is your name?
My name is Chasen Little.
Oh,
hello,
yeah.
Chasen Little.
Back to Primo.
All right. All right. Chasen Little, everyone, all the listeners out there, welcome to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I have the band Factor Primo, and I have some guests with me in the band, Patrick Preston and Chasen Little, with me this evening. And how are you doing, Mr. Little?
I am doing wonderful. I just recently got off work and thought I would join in on the conversation and see what I can add to the fire.
All right. Well, I'll go ahead and start off. I'll just be asking just some basic questions. How did the group got together? How did all of you got together? Are y'all all originally from Evansville?
Well, I guess I could start that off. We originally got together. There was a couple of other members that were part of the band, and we just kind of came up with the concept to maybe just bring something different to the area of Evansville, and more so even the tri-state area. And because, you know, the folk music was going on, and, you know, the top 40 cover bands were around,
yeah.
And we just kind of wanted to do something a little different. And so we got started 2 years ago, and now it kind of evolved into more of a three-piece band now. So it's Chasen Little, who's over on the other end, and Ed Sine, who plays lead guitar. Chasen plays drums. And I'm the music director and play keys, do vocals. And what's really interesting about the three of us, we're kind of all transplants from the tri-state area. Originally from New York, and I'm originally from Mississippi. Chasen might be the closest one, you know, so, but he, you know, if you don't mind, you can pick up, man.
Yeah, sure. I'm originally from Williamsburg, Kentucky, born and raised. After I graduated high school, I ended up going to Morehead State, which is on the other side of Kentucky, the eastern side, and ended up doing some touring while in school, and ended up taking an opportunity to tour around the country after I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and just at the right place at the right time, I got to meet a lot of people, which led me to come back home and be a part of Factor Primo after seeing them in action and having some things take place, and it was a really fun adventure to do all that.
Wow, very interesting. Wow.
Yeah.
If any callers that are listening this evening would like to call in, call the guest line number, which is free to call, at 657-383-0771. You can speak to our guest, Factor Primo Band. I will lead on some questions like, how did y'all come up with the name Factor Primo for the group?
Well, the word primo, by definition, deals with like exceptional music, just being exceptional as a musician, and so Factor it was just kind of a word that was thrown out there. And so initially, we all kind of came together with the idea. It was Primo Factor. And then so someone came along and said, why don't you just change the words around? And that's basically how we came up with Factor Primo. So even like the logo, it's kind of flipped. You know, if you ever see the logo, the F is backwards and the P is going one way. So it's kind of that whole thing. So definitely when you hear us play, you'll hear the musicality in everything that we do. If we do an original music, it's you'll know that we've had our hand in it. If it's a cover tune, you could definitely tell that it's not the cover that you would hear on the radio. It's something that we kind of, you know, put our little sprinkle of, you know, musical pixie dust or whatever. I don't know.
You've been to our shows. The first time I heard y'all play, I was like, who is that? This was at Lamasco Bar, and I think it was actually, 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was.
2 years ago.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and had me dancing on the floor in front of the stage, right in front of you guys. I couldn't stop dancing. and I was not tipsy, but y'all were so good, so fresh. The music was clear, it was crisp, it was not lazy, it was not sloppy, it was crisp to the point. It was clear. It was, you know, and you play. And for all the listeners out there, they want to know, what type of music do you play?
Chase, you want to take that one?
yeah, absolutely. Basically, we have taken the pop rock feel and transformed it into a R&B pop sound, if you will. We do a lot of songs that cater to our generation, but kind of caters to the younger generation also, which will take, you know, Drake's Just Hold On, and we have flipped that into a pretty much a fusion arrangement, and it has like a pop sound to it. So that's one of our specialties, is to take songs that you normally hear on the radio and flip them. And I'm sure you've heard Dirty Loops do it. You've heard other groups, Nerdy Tunes, the guys that do the Strange Range. We do play off of those type of things and take those things in consideration. But mainly it's a R&B pop type sound for those listeners who like that type of stuff.
Yeah, I do. I have a broad range, so I'm very open-minded. One more question before I take off and play y'all main hit single, Candy Red. So, who was your inspiration that leads you up to what you're doing? I mean, musicians, artists that you adore, that inspires you?
Wow. Well, there's a
long list, but I'll name a few.
I really love Doobie Powell. He is a gospel artist. He has taken jazz and R&B and kind of fused it together and kind of made the gospel thing work over that. I really love Chick Corea and Herbie Hancock. And Robert Glasper is probably one of my influential musicians that I love to listen to. As far as drums, there are a lot of drummers out there. Chris Dave, George Spanky McCourty, just a lot of innovative. Benny Grave, Robert Sprutt C. Wright is probably one of my personal favorite drummers. I even set up my drum set like his sometimes whenever we play the right venues, and a lot of people say that I kind of mimic his sound, which, you know, that's a praise within itself. But I really love Robert Sprutt C. Wright. He's like one of my all-time favorite drummers of all time. So
wow. Well, I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah.
For anyone, you tune into my Let's Jazz It Up Facebook group site, Lady Diva Smooth Jazz R&B and Hip Hop Community at facebookgroup.com, where I play a broad line of jazz, smooth jazz, gospel jazz, R&B and hip hop. And Patrick, last but not least, I will ask you, who is your favorite? Hello? Okay.
Did we lose Patrick?
Yeah. Hello, Patrick. Yeah. Are you still with us?
Yes, yes, yes.
Who inspired you? Who inspired you to get you going? Who are your favorite musicians and artists?
It's funny, Chase named a list of guys that I listen to and am very inspired by. But in fact, so to add on to that list, I believe like George Duke,
yeah,
very influential to my sound. And let's say George Duke, of course, he mentioned Chick Corea. And then there's just different bands from like the 70s, like, you know, you have, you know, Earth, Wind and Fire, and a lot of those funk bands, Parliament. When I hear them play, I always hear something that's like, what do they just do? I mean, they may be doing the simple pass, but the way they play it and the way things are balanced in the bands is what kind of piques my interest. So, you know, like those type guys are really influential to my sound and my inspiration. So, and of course,
all
Stevie
right.
Wonder. I mean,
right, right.
Yeah, of course,
well,
Stevie Wonder.
I hope you two will sit still in the hot seat because I am going to play Candy Red for all the listeners out there. And Jason Little, I hope you be able to stay put. And Patrick,
yeah,
stay put. We'll be right back.
All right.
All right.
You know how the saying goes, bros come before those who try to get in the way.
Excuse me, what you trying to say?
The girls want to have fun, and the fellas do too.
Hey.
So we gonna go our way, hit the spot in a few.
It has been a long drive.
All right. That was Candy Red by Factor Primo. All my listeners out there, call in at 657-383-0771 to speak with Patrick Preston and Chasen Little of Factor Primo. Hello, guys. Are you still with me?
Still here.
All right.
I'm going nowhere.
Candy Red, that's an exciting track right there.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Awesome.
Y'all
track.
Must have put in a lot of work on that one. You're surprised me with that one. Wow. That
yeah.
is a real go-getter right there. That man, you had to have a remix and extension version on that one. That sounds really good. I like that.
Yeah, you know what? And you know, you mentioned it was a lot of hard work. Honestly, the composition was written by Chasen. He came up with
wow.
the composition. And
wow.
I mean the guitar parts, the you know, the whole gamut, the whole thing. And so we
Well
was,
go
you know,
Chasen Little.
Yeah. You know, he's not just a drummer. I mean, he is a flat foot musician as well. So and so it made it real easy once we got in the rehearsal and just started kind of jamming out on it. It was like, okay, this is going to be cool. And so all that was left was the lyrics. And so the concept was almost kind of like the bro song, you know. The fellas just want to hang out and just have fun, you know. Girls
yeah,
have
that is
songs,
a, that's a
you know.
Fun, that is a fun. That song will go on forever and ever. Listeners out there wants your fan page information, your Twitter, Facebook, and also where to purchase your music.
Yes. Facebook, you search Factor Primo Band, you'll find us there. Our email address is factorprimoband@gmail.com. And our YouTube channel is linked in there, so you can search Factor Primo Band on YouTube. You'll find us same way with Instagram, Factor Primo Band. And you'll find us on there as well.
All right. So just a few more questions for the next few minutes. Will you mention any events that's coming up? I have been following your events that you have throughout the month. Can you go ahead and talk about them right now? Either one of you can mention.
Well, yeah. Well, we have this weekend, actually, we're releasing our album. Another thing I didn't mention was you can purchase Candy Red. You can purchase that on iTunes as well as maybe the next song that you'll play, which is on iTunes. But this weekend, we're releasing our full-length album. And so we're going to start out the night actually hanging out with the ladies of Fate meaning Fabulous After 30 Evansville. They're having a runway show at the Tropicana Casino. And so we'll be there opening up for that event. And it starts, the doors open at 6 o'clock. And we'll be opening up for that event. And then later on that night, we'll have our release party at Lamasco, which is the place to play if you live in the tri-state. It's always a fun time there. So we'll be kicking that off at 10 o'clock. That night, so it's going to be a party past midnight. You don't want to miss it. It's our full-length album release. The title of the album is Sonic Wallpaper. All right.
So have the band any community projects for any charity organizations? Or do you have anything listed in the future coming up?
Actually, the event that we're playing Saturday with the Fabulous After 30 Evansville is a charity event.
Okay. All right, then. All right. And so the last but not least, I'll start with you, Chasen Little. Do you have any inspiring words to mention to our listeners and listeners out there for those that are struggling today? People that may be in the same thing. Do you have any inspiring words to give out? Go ahead.
Yes, yes. What I'd like to say to those who are struggling, this might sound a little bit cliche, but just keep plowing at the bit. Do not stop, because there's always light at the end of the tunnel, and there's always someone that wants to hear your voice, hear your music. And worst comes to worst, you put your music out there and you never know where that road leads to. Just like Candy Red, it was just an idea that I come up with, and I presented it to the guys at rehearsal, and they all just kind of looked at each other, and Patrick said, hey, let's rewrite it like this. And we took off with it, and now it's on the radio, and people love it when we play it live. So
yeah,
I never knew that the little 30-second snippet that I had put together for the guys in the band, it really blows my mind. So do not stop doing what you're doing. Even if you have 20 seconds of chords or a beat, you never know. And also, collaborate with as many people as you can. Never burn down a bridge, because later on in life, you might need that person for something, or they might need you for something. So always, always build with love. Always keep writing, and always put yourself and your music out there.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. And you, Patrick Preston.
Well, I was about to say, preach on, preacher. the doors of the church are open. I just piggyback off of what he said, man. There's always opportunity around, and just when you think that everything is over and done with, here comes the opportunity. So I just a word to everyone, just always prepare yourself for the opportunity. And time and chance happen to us all. We all live in different seasons. And so just because it's not your season today doesn't mean it won't be that way tomorrow. So always be prepared for your season.
All right, all right. Now, before you go, I'd like for you to mention your fan page information and how to purchase and where and how to purchase your music again. And then I will play one of your tracks called Something Love. And I appreciate you both coming this evening. It's very exciting. And Candy Red is a hit. And I'll be seeing you guys live in person at one of your events. So go ahead, one of you two, go ahead and mention your information.
Yeah, once again, Factor Primo Band. You search that on Instagram, on Twitter, as well as Facebook, and you'll find us, Factor Primo Band. If you want to book Factor Primo, just shoot us an email at factorprimoband@gmail.com. You'll find us there. YouTube link the same way. Factor Primo Band. Try to keep it as simple as possible. But yeah, another thing too, if you don't mind, just give a shout out to Ed. I know he couldn't be here with us on the
Blog
Talk. So shout out to the eye candy of the band.
All right, Edward, I'll be seeing you. Edward. I like him. I really like him.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all coming in and tuning in this evening. And you know, you are always welcome to come back on the show when you have any future music or future events coming up. Give me a ring and I'll put y'all on live. And sorry there were no callers that called in tonight, but I have more listeners. And thank you again, and y'all have a blessed evening. And this is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. signing out. This is Something Love. Thank you, guys. Love y'all.
Thank you. Love you, too. Have a good day.
Oh.
best things that money can buy.
But I have something,
something real, something pure, something you never had before. Something that'll work, a love that never hurts. This is a love you cannot ignore.
You always need something.
Diamonds and pearls.
No, no, no.
The materialistic girl. Better than this, better than that, better than anything you have. Something cool, something strong, something that will always last.